You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story came out this morning. The headline is about the most confusing appliances. Well, that caught our eyes because Jeremy and I have got a long, sordid history, if you've listened to the show long enough, of kitchen appliances especially breaking down on us.
Yeah, they're built like crap.
Frustration.
They are crap right now. They really are.
It's planned obsolescence where the makers are, I'm sure, not that worried about building something that's going to last you 10, 15, 20 years because they would rather you come back every 2 years and buy a new one.
Absolutely. They're making some cash. But that's not the gist of this. The gist of just walking up and being like, I am so confused by how this refrigerator works.
Yeah, well, the way I'm tying this in is that you and I have been into stores over the last few years to buy some of these new appliances. And sometimes I am stunned at how many features and gimmicks and gadgets they're trying to pack into these things. Like the last thing that I bought appliance-wise was a refrigerator freezer for the garage. And I wanted no bells and whistles. And you actually have to put more effort into finding no bells and whistles than ones with bells and whistles.
Right.
And some of the stuff, like I look at, you know, these refrigerators that have the screens on the front. And you know, all the different things that you can punch in, my brain immediately goes to, well, that's just more stuff that can break.
That's the way every dad says it. Yep.
But I also don't want to be an idiot and not be able to figure out how an appliance works.
Right. Yeah, they definitely come with big fat owner's manuals now. And I was actually in a Home Depot yesterday. Actually, let me, there we go. That was me wandering around the Home Depot yesterday, smelling the lumber. And I wandered into the appliance section, and I was looking at some washers and dryers, because I know the time is coming for my clothes washer just to crap out, because it's just, it works a lot at our house. And I'm looking at these things, and one of them had like 30 different wash cycles was the big thing plastered on the front of it. I'm like, 30 different cycles? And a majority of your clothes washers and dryers now also have a big sticker on the front door that says, Wi-Fi enabled. And I'm like, I don't want that. Why in the world would I want to hook my washer and dryer up to my Wi-Fi?
I suppose so you could be sitting in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And you don't want to walk all the way downstairs to tell it to, you know, run another, you know.
Yeah. Well, like the dryers have like a dampness sensor in it. So it was saying it could alert your phone on how damp your pants are still. And you can start it back up on your phone or whatever, or it'll alert you when it's done. And I'm like, how did we get by all these years with just having to walk down and see if your pants were still wet?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Washer and dryer.
It's insane.
A new poll asked people to name the appliance that it confused them the most, and that washing machine was number one.
Yeah.
In fact, what I love about this story is that there's only 20%. Check that. 20% of people say they have absolutely no clue what most of the settings do or mean.
Yeah.
And we're, that number might be low because I think most of us are just like, okay, you know, colors.
We're on record as saying put everything in cold and a normal cycle on cold, you can wash everything. I mean, put your underpants on hot and put towels on hot. But other than that, everything on cold, you can throw everything in at once and be just fine.
So apparently the washing machine is the most confusing appliance we have, which is followed by the microwave. And
I get that too. Yeah.
I would second that notion. I might even put it number one, just because you talk about all of the potential settings that you can use. And how many people use multiple settings on the microwave?
I use two. I use the popcorn button and I use the beverage button. Or other than that, you just hit start. You just hit start when you have something in there on the maximum heat, and then you just watch until it's done.
Yeah, that's all I ever do is plug in a time and start. I can't remember the last time in my life I've hit another button on that microwave.
The beverage button is a game changer, man, especially with you liking your tea and stuff.
What does the beverage button do?
It just heats the liquid and not the mug.
How does it do that?
Science!
I mean, how can it do that?
It does it somehow. It's a gentle warming or something. But you know, like if you heat up a plate of chicken in there and you go in and grab the plate, you're getting third degrees on your hands. This one, it doesn't heat the mug. It just heats the water. It's amazing.
That's not possible.
Try it out today. Yep. Put a cup of hot water in there, hit beverage, and the mug will be just fine when you go in to grab it.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
You know, and the funny thing is, you know, marrying the two topics for just a second that we were talking about, you know, things breaking down. The as soon as we bought this house and moved in, I noticed that it's not a traditional microwave, A, that sits on a counter, or B, is just kind of like built in above the stove or whatever. This is in the island, and it's a slide-out drawer microwave thing.
Yep.
So you got to hit the button, and it slides all the way out.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, this some you know what is going to break down, and how will I ever replace this? It has to go into a very specific slot, and it's a slide-out. So I did some research to find that exact model. And I was going to buy one just to keep in the garage or down in the basement.
Smart, yeah.
And I didn't do it.
For when the time comes.
For when the time comes.
You didn't find it?
And these are not cheap microwaves. I did find it, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Oh.
And that's been a couple of years now, so I'm wondering if I need to go back and
Probably should.
And see if it's still even available.
So if you can't find it, you're going to have to remodel your whole kitchen.
You got to remodel that whole island. This is crazy. What else is on the list? Washer machine number one, microwave number two, followed by the dishwasher. Again, so many buttons, so many settings.
Yeah.
And then so many things.
Freezer came into play on here, too. It's like, really? You just put your stuff in and close the door.
Yeah,
why is a freezer so difficult? I guess if you're contemplating defrosting it or something, but freezers are easy.
Then the dryer 6, refrigerator 7th, and coffee maker 8. I think the coffee maker for Americans, they will take whatever amount of time is required
to figure out
how to run the damn coffee.
A lot
maker.
Of those have some crazy settings too.
So the whole reason we bring this up is because we feel you. We feel your pain.
Yeah, we're with you.